Yet another mass shooting has reignited this country's debate on guns. Today, the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, said he will not bring gun control to the floor immediately because of Republican opposition. Instead, a small group of senators is seeking a bipartisan compromise. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, joins us now. Senator, welcome.
Thank you very much, Scott.
We wanted to speak to you because you know this pain. Your state saw a horrific, deadly school shooting in 2012 at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. How do you share your experience, your pain, with the people of Uvalde today?
What I saw in those images of the school in the first hours brought back all of the anguish, anxiety, and anger that I felt when I went to the Sandy Hook Elementary School and stood in the parking lot as parents learned that their children would not be coming home that night. I can only begin to imagine how they felt going home, seeing the beds where their children slept, literally slept the night before. And so my first thoughts were about the parents and then about the shooter who took all those lives with a firearm that he should have been separated from. And that gave increased impetus to the efforts to stop gun violence through common sense measures that I've been advocating before and after Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm. Well, we learned that Senator Schumer said there will be no immediate vote in the Senate as your colleagues explore a potential bipartisan compromise. What might that look like?
I've been working for several years on a bipartisan compromise with Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina relating to red flag statutes. These statutes separate people from firearms when they are dangerous to themselves, in danger of committing suicide, or others, like killing elementary school students. And there's a process, 17 states have it, that involves a court order, rights on the part of an individual who has the firearm, but separating people from firearms when they're dangerous to themselves or others. That red flag statute, I think, has a strong sense of consensus now, and of course, expanded background checks, safe storage laws, increasing the age of legitimate purchases, a set of measures that could have momentum now. And we're working
on it. Surely many Americans are seeing what seems to them an awful rerun of this movie. Democrats blaming Republicans for opposing gun control, Republicans saying this is a matter of fundamental rights. Nothing happens. You know, I looked up a quote from you last March after a mass shooting in Boulder, and you said this time feels different. Is it really different?
Whenever 6, 7, 9-year-old kids are killed in elementary school, I think it's different. Not only because of the age, but obviously the innocence and the expectation that an elementary school, of all places, is going to be safe. I'm working now with colleagues who are as outraged as I am, and to people who say it's inconsistent with the Second Amendment. It clearly is consistent with the Second Amendment. It is consistent with the rights of law-abiding gun owners to have common sense proposals like a red flag statute that involves a due process court order and hearing. And to colleagues, I would say, if this tragedy doesn't crystallize your sense of conscience, then you're putting guns above children.
I guess I'm asking, Senator, about the political reality here. On average, there's a mass shooting in this country every 6 days. So if and when we call you back up in 6 months, in a year, in 2 years, and there's another event like this, will the public policy, will the laws in our country be able to be the same, or will they be different?
I think they should be different, but let's keep in mind a couple of facts. First of all, there's no panacea here. There's no single proposal that will save all lives. Each of them will save some lives, and that's why we should do it. politically, there is a movement in this country now for gun violence prevention. Not only do 90% of the American people favor it, but states are adopting red flag statutes. Some 20 states, or almost 20, already have them. States are moving in the right direction, even if the federal government is still, the Congress, still in the grip of the gun lobby. And that's the third point. The NRA is bankrupt morally, and it's waning in its political sway. It still can intimidate and influence many of my colleagues, but I think that the momentum is clearly in our favor. I can't promise it will happen in 6 months or even a year, but we're on the right side of history.
You mentioned the NRA. It does have legal problems, bankruptcy problems, but is its position so ingrained in the political conversation that it's just there, regardless of what happens to the NRA?
The majority of gun owners favor common sense measures to stop gun violence. The majority of NRA members favor sensible steps to stop this kind of carnage. The idea that mental health alone is the answer, obviously we should provide more mental health care, but we don't have more mental health care problems than other advanced countries, but we have way more gun deaths. And so I think the NRA, in its objections, has shown that it is out of touch, and it is going through changes financially. Probably it already has done bankruptcy.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, I apologize for cutting you off. Democrat of Connecticut, thank you for the time.
Thank you.